Once again, we want to thank the great God of heaven who does everything well. We appreciate the invite once again by your elders and minister to come, and our prayers are going up for your minister that he will recuperate. I talked with him following his procedure, and he told me he think he could make it. And I said to him, now, don't push yourself too fast. Sometimes we have a tendency to want to hurry up and get well. But I told him I was at his disposal if he needed a stand-in. And Brother Jackson got in touch with me, and here I am this morning. Now, we got a real simple lesson this morning, coming from the book of John, chapter 5, verse 1 through 9. I'm sure a lot of you have perhaps taught it, heard it preach, but the thing is you're not going to hear it like I'm going to preach it this morning. We are not going to be in no hurry, but we're not going to be very long. But we're going to be strong with the help of the Holy Spirit. Is that all right? Y'all look like y'all in a good mood this morning. We know the sun is shining bright. We know that it rose up and alerted us this morning. It wasn't our alarm clocks that got us up. It was him touching us with his finger of love and starting us on our way. And I'm just so glad this morning to be in your presence, to brag on Jesus once again. You know, we can't brag on him enough. We can brag on all of those great ball players. We can brag on football players, and we can brag on those great people that sing those melodious songs out there. But I come this morning to say it's time for us to brag on Jesus. If there ever was a time we need to brag on Jesus, that time is right now. I'm troubled with that little baby girl that they laid to rest this past week. That tells us right then we're in perilous times and we need our Savior. If there ever was a time the world needed Jesus, that time is right now. So we going to be prayerful this morning that we can help and bless somebody that may not have Jesus in their life to come to him and be a part of his kingdom. Well, I guess we better get ready to take a little drive down one of these old bumpy roads. Sometimes I'm tell you, as I said once before, I'm like an old T Model 4. Take me a little while to get cranking, but after I get cranked up and running, we're going to roll on down the road. We're going to have to shift some gears, go into reverse and go into drive one and drive number two. But we're going to get to our destination. I just feel pretty good this morning because God woke me up. And not only did he wake me up, but I realized that it was because of Calvary, where the Son of God died, that the Son of Man might live. It was Calvary, where the innocent blood of Jesus was shed to cleanse us all. It was Calvary where all sins of the world was laid on one who knew no sin. And that's why this morning I can say it was Calvary where Jesus paid it all. If there ever was a time that we needed to brag on Jesus, the time is right now. Well, let's see, Brother Thomas, how are you going to go about this lesson? Well, the title of the lesson is On the Porch with Jesus. Now, when we look at John chapter 5, and we thank Brother Love for reading that into our hearings for our scripture reading. And when we look at this, we find an interesting situation. I got 3 points I'd like to try to evade to you this morning. One, we want to look at the multitude. Two, we want to look at the man. And thirdly, we want to look at the Messiah. Is that all right? Are y'all with me this morning? Now, if y'all help me preach, I know I won't be very long. But now, because we ought to be lively stone. And when we come into the house of God, we should be shouting all over the place. Why? Because he has been so good to each and every one of us. Well, brother preacher, how do you know? Well, look at you. Nobody look like they having a problem with malnutrition. Nobody look like they haven't eaten a good meal in a while. Everybody look like they doing okay. We all got a few aches and pain, but thank God he rises us above our circumstances and give us an opportunity to keep on keeping on. Well, look at here. How many here from the South? How many? Raise your hand. You from the, nobody? We all city folks? Nobody from Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia? All right. I see a little few. Don't be afraid to raise your hand. Claim where you come from. Claim where you, if you came from Mississippi, say I did. You came from Alabama, say I did. Because I want to take you back for a minute to the South. And then, you know, there was some moments that even earlier in the city, there was time that when folks looked at a porch, it was a joy. A porch was a joy. It was a joy because I remember when I used to go south as a young lad, sit down with my aunts and grandfolks and we ate. And then after finishing a delicious meal, Brother Carter, somebody will say, let's go sit on the porch. Are y'all with me this morning? Can you see somebody that telling you, let's go out and sit on the porch? You see, because when you sat on the porch, there was some peace. There was some joy. Some of them had a watermelon or something on the porch, maybe a cantaloupe or something, but they sat on the porch and they enjoyed it because it was peace. Then there was those that sat on the porch and all they did was watch people go and come. But you know what I liked about it? Those folks had a way of just waving at folks and understanding how to be hospitable from afar off. They'll sit on the porch and they'll say, there go old Bob's son going down in that old truck. But I'm talking about that on the porch was some comfort. On the porch was some companion. On the porch was some love. On the porch was some consistency. And now we living in times where you can't even go out and sit on the porch. Oh, I'm feeling good now. Oh, yeah. But now, when I looked at John chapter 5, I said, interesting that the porch had some peace. Well, when you look at John chapter 5, y'all ready? All right, I think I'm going to need a reader because y'all may not follow me, and I want y'all to stay with me. I don't want to lose nobody this morning. John chapter 5 and verse 1 says what?
After this, there was a feast of the Jews.
There was a feast going on. Mm-hmm.
And Jesus went up to Jerusalem.
Hold it. Now, I want you to follow with me. He went up to Jerusalem, and there was a feast going on. So, once again, I told you when there was a time that we ate and we enjoyed ourselves and we had a good time, we'll go out on the porch. Okay, the Bible said that there was a feast going on, and what else?
Now there is in Jerusalem.
Now he's in Jerusalem.
All
right, he's by the sheep gate, a pool. Come on.
Which is called in Hebrew.
In Hebrew, it was called Bethesda. That's all right, brother. We with you. Bethesda. Uh-huh.
Having five.
Hold it. Having what? How many? Not one, but five porches. In Bethesda, this pool, this area in Hebrew called Bethesda, had five porches. Oh, Lord Jesus. Come on. Wait a minute. Did I say I want to tell you about the multitude? My first point is there was five porches in Jerusalem. At the sheep gate in Bethesda. And can you just imagine in your mind that with the five porch, Jesus is just roaming around on the porch. He just walking around on the porch. Now there was a multitude of people that came to the porch, but Jesus was just there walking around. Now, the multitude came. What else? Hold it. Not only was it a multitude, but the Bible says it was a bunch of sick people that came to where he was. Come on. Oh, some could not see. Some could not walk. Some was paralyzed. They was waiting on something spectacular to happen. Where did this take place? Hold it. Where did this take place? On the porch. Now y'all got to get with me now. When we strive that point, we want y'all to say porch, because that's going to help me get through my lesson, because it was a multitude of sick folks that came and camped out on the porch, realizing Jesus was walking in the midst, where they didn't understand that Jesus could have waved his hand and everyone that was sick could have got up and did whatever they needed to do and be healed of whatever they was sick of. But that wasn't the case. They all came to the porch, waiting on something to happen. Ain't that just like us sometimes? Y'all look at y'all, ain't getting it. Let me break it down. Sister Barnes, when you go to a ball game and your team come up to bat, you sit back with anticipation, waiting on something to happen. You will lack that player to hit a home run, or at least get on base. But you be sitting there with excitement, waiting on something to happen. That's what was going on here. These folks was on the porch where Jesus was, but they was waiting on something to happen. Are y'all with me? Boy, this getting good now. Y'all, I ain't even got warmed all the way up yet. This getting good. Are y'all following me? I ain't lost nobody, right? We on the porch. We got a bunch of sick folks on the porch, and they waiting for the moving of the water. Ain't that something? But Jesus is in the midst now. He's on the porch. Come on. Every so often, an angel came down at a certain time. Come on. And every so often, an angel came, stirred up the water. Every once in a while, came and stirred it up. And what happened? Hold it. Then whoever stepped in the water, where was they at? On the there you, now you're getting it. Now you're getting it. They was on the porch. But whoever stepped in the water, what happened? After it was stirred up by the angel, what happened? Oh, look at here. That anticipation of the water being stirred up made them well. When whoever stepped in or whatever disease they had. Come on.
Now, certain man.
Oh, did I say I was going to deal with the multitude? We see the multitude was wretched. They was waiting and they was watching. That's the multitude. But now we want to highlight the man. You see, Jesus sent it out one man that he wanted to show his miraculous power. So he pointed out one man. Sometimes in life, there's always got to be a point man. Somebody got to point out the point man. When you look at football and you understand that in football, I think you got 11 players on each team, Brother Burnside. I follow it, but sometimes I lose count of who's out there. But when you watch football, there's one person that is considered the point man. The point man is the quarterback. The quarterback goes in the huddle. He gets all the men gathered around. And he decides to tell them what play they're going to run. And once he get the play all together and get them ready to run the play, he goes back and they get in their formation and they line up and he does his thing. That's the point man. Jesus sent it in on one man in this lesson that was on the porch. Are y'all with me? So he was the point man. So what else happened? Look here. He just didn't zero in on anybody, Herman. He zeroed in on a man that had an illness, Sister Barnes, for 38 years. We can't even be bothered with a headache for 3 hours. And yet, here Jesus zeroed in on a man that had an ailment. Y'all hear what I said? 38 years. That's a long time. 38 years, Brother Beck, is a long time to be suffering with an illness. And we get a headache and we want to rage and cause all kind of... Oh, let me get away. That ain't my lesson. That ain't my lesson. So he zeroed in on a man, Brother Carter, that was ailing for 38 years. Where was he? Boy, you got it. He's on the porch. Come on now. That's what I'm talking about. See, when I see folk getting the lesson, that make me hurry. Hurry, Thomas. Hurry. Yeah, that make me hurry. Because now I know you're getting it. So this man was on the porch. Had an ailment for 38 years. He had an ailment. That man, I just can't get 38 years is a long time. So what else happened? When Jesus saw him lying there. And knew he had already been in that condition a long time. Now hold it. The man was on the porch. He was disabled. He was desperate. And he even got disappointed. Now that's the man. Now so what have we accomplished so far? We accomplished that all this take place where? On the porch. What took place? There was a multitude of sick folks that came, ratchet, waiting and watching for the stirring up of the water. Then Jesus zeroed in on a man that was disabled, desperate, and disappointed at times. Well, John, why was he disappointed? Well, I'm glad you asked, because now we're going to zero in on the Messiah. Woo, Lord. And we're going to see why at points he was disappointed. What else it says?
He said to him.
Do you want to be made well? Whoa, who said that? Jesus said that. Where was he at? On the porch. Y'all by George, y'all got it. Y'all got it. My lesson is almost over, Herman. They got it. They understand that when you're on the porch with Jesus. Woo-wee. Things happen when you're on the porch with Jesus. Oh, yes. So he what did he ask him? He said, do you want to be made well? Jesus asked him that. Quite naturally, if somebody asks me, do I want to be made well? My response is going to be, yes, sir. Right now. In a hurry. Please. Come on, what else?
The sick man answered him, sir.
Look at it, the sick man answered him. Now the sick man responded. Remember now, the sick man is disabled. He's desperate. And listen at his answer. Listen at his answer. Come on.
Sir, I have no man to put me in.
Uh-oh. There go disappointment. I have nobody, Brother Burnside, to put me in that water. Now that's disappointing, ain't it? And you disabled, you desperate, you on the porch with Jesus, but yet you have no one to put you in that stirring of that water. Ooh, Lord. Boy, there's some good stuff here. Y'all ever saw this like this? Have y'all ever looked at this lesson like this, like I'm preaching? I know it because it took me a while to put it together. But once I put it together, I got it. And now that I got it, I'm going to serve it to you all and hope that every one of y'all feast on this lesson. And when you leave out of here today, you will understand the meaning of being on the porch with Jesus and what can happen when you're on the porch with Jesus, whether you come lame, whether you come messed up, whether you come with problems, situation, but whenever you come and stay on the porch with Jesus, He'll make a difference in your life. Woo. Boy, y'all getting me stirred up. I didn't mean to get stirred up, Brother Carter. I'm trying to stay calm. But you know the word, the Holy Spirit, have a way of stirring you up. Okay. So he said, sir, I have no man to put me into the water. When it's stirred up. But while I'm coming, look here, there go disappointment again. While, you know, that just like sometimes while we trying to do something, somebody want to interrupt us. Somebody want to distract us. Somebody want to pull us down. Ain't that just like some of us? Why do we come to church? Because we sick. and we need to be healed by who? Jesus. Where's Jesus? On the porch. Lord Jesus, help me somebody. Help me somebody this morning. Oh yeah, that's why we come to church, because we need a physician. We need somebody that's stronger than us, that's better than the devil, that can raise us above our circumstances. And I'm so glad to know that he is camping out on the porch. Y'all don't mind me getting happy. I told y'all from the beginning, I like bragging on Jesus. All right. Oh, shucks. So we see the multitude. We see the man. And he said, how can I unless somebody help me get into the pool? What else? Look here. While he's coming, Herman. Somebody block you. Just like if you ever drive in the streets of Chicago? Deborah, you ever drive out here in the streets and folk just cut over on you? And you trying to get where you're going and you get disappointed. And some of us might even say, uh-oh. Well, we'll leave that. But that's disappointment. He was disappointed sometimes because every time he tried to get there, somebody jumped in front of him. Okay, what else happened, preacher? Yeah, come on. Jesus said to him. Jesus, here go the Messiah. Here go the Messiah. Jesus said, not John Thomas, not Paul, not Peter, but Jesus said, what did he say? Look up here, get up. Get up. Come on. Take up your bed and walk. See what happens when you're on the porch with Jesus. The multitude was wretched. They was waiting. They was watching. The man was disabled. He was desperate. But he had some disappointed times. But then the Messiah had compassion. He commanded the 38-year-old man to get up and take his bed and walk. Well, what are you saying, Brother Thomas? I'm saying this morning that long as you stay on the porch with Jesus, everything will be all right. You may come in here upset and angry. You may come in here, bills may be behind. You may come in here, can't hear very well. You may come in here, can't see very well. But when you're on the porch of Jesus, with Jesus, and you done went through life and had all kind of problems and situations, all of us, some way, shape, or form, Sister Barnes, have gotten beaten up. Well, I come this morning to say it's time to pull off the bandage of life. Pull off humility. Pull off anger. Pull off jealousy. Pull off all of this, because I'm on the porch with Jesus. Nobody can beat me up no more. Because, oh, you got another one? You want me to pull that off too? Pull off malice. What else? You want me to pull another one off? Yeah. Pull off envy. We got so many folks that y'all ain't getting this. But I'm on the porch with Jesus. He's stirring up the water right about now. He's trying to tell somebody to come on to him, because the water is being stirred up. I done told you how to get rid of all this anxiety. All you got to do is come on down. On the porch with Jesus. Pull off the band-aids of life. Pull off anxiety, malice, jealousy, envy, strife, long-suffering. pull it off because you're on the porch with Jesus.
Amen.
And when you're on the porch with Jesus, every now and then, an angel come and stir up the water. This morning, the water is being stirred up. He's making it ready for somebody to come and get in the water. The water is ready. All you have to do is say, I'm with you, Lord. You brought me through a mighty long way. I had some ups. I had some downs. Sometimes friends lied on me. But I stayed on the porch. Sometimes folks backstabbed me. But I stayed on the porch. Sometimes folks talked about me. But I stayed on the porch. And when you stay on the porch, Jesus will deliver you no matter what your circumstance or situation might be. Is that all right this morning? I've said enough about this on the porch that somebody in here, if you're not a child of God, you need to come today just to let the Lord know you want to be connected with him because he's able to heal. He's able to rise that person up that may be down and out. He can put you back on your feet. Because he has all power in the palm of his hand. And he the one came down the porticoes of glory, died on yonder cross. This morning I've said enough for you to hear the word, believe it, repent of your sin, confess Jesus as your personal Savior. You too can go down in the watery grave of baptism, come up a new creature, and then you too can say, I'm on the porch with Jesus. Stand on your feet. Stand on your feet. Stand on your feet. Stand on your feet. There may be somebody here that want to come this morning. Go ahead.